In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
On demand.
Plus, there's the cool rewind feature where you can listen to any part of any show you might have missed.
Anytime.
This is the legendary WQAM FM and HD1 Miramar, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
WQAM Miami.
An Odyssey sports station.
The home of Joe Rose with Hollywood,
Tobin and Leroy,
and Hawk Crowder and Zolana.
South Florida sports lives here.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
Call 1-800-747-3.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
Time for the South Florida High School Sports Show
on FM 104.3 WQAM.
Florida's most in-depth coverage of high school sports.
Sponsored by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute's physicians deliver the precision of academic medicine to every pro, adult, and youth athlete. For your best recovery, go with pro-level expert care. Recover your game at UHealthSports.com.
Yes, sir. Welcome to an abbreviated South Florida High School Sports. Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, taking you up until 7 o'clock. We have hockey this evening. The Panthers will be in action. But this is a big week. This is state semifinal week. This kind of sets the table for our next week. We are, just so I can let you know before, just in case I forget, we're on next Monday, our regular slot, 6 to 8. It's going to be a big show. It's going to be probably one of our biggest shows of the fall and into the winter. So want to let you know that this evening we have three guests. They're going to be good guests. They're going to be very informative guests at about 6:35. Head coach Jack Daniels from West Palm Beach is Cardinal Newman. They are in the state semifinals tomorrow evening. They will be playing against undefeated Tampa Carrollwood Day. The winner of that will face off against either Chaminade Madonna or Tampa or Jacksonville Trinity Christian, and that will be next week. The site is determined, Florida International. The dates aren't. They'll be released, I believe, on Saturday. At about 6:25 or so, we'll talk to Kevin Brockway, new head coach at the University of Florida. Everybody seems to be happy. That's all that cares. You know, that's all they care. If everybody's happy, they're happy. Everyone seems to be happy with all these hires everywhere around. Our friend Brian Hartline, new head coach of USF. So we'll talk to Kevin Brockway. We're going to start things off, though, because this is going to be a good segment. Bill Daly covers high school sports for the Miami Herald and does a great job. And he's like a computer. He knows everything, rankings, seedings, dates, times, everything. He'll be up in Vero Beach tomorrow evening for undefeated Vero Beach in a state semifinal in 7A against our local Miami Palmetto Panthers. We're going to bring Bill in. Bill, thanks so much for taking the time this evening. We got a short segment, but we're going to get to basically everybody that's playing. First of all, how you been? And you got to be looking forward to it. This is a time of year that you love.
My time of year, Larry. Santa Claus comes early for me. Under my tree is the high school state playoffs, especially when it gets down to the final four in each classification. It's just really good stuff. And, you know, it's just, you know, you breaking things down, because now you don't have to go through as many games. There's just, you know, there's two games in each classification. It's easy to, everything comes into focus now, you know, as you get ready to see who's going to make it to FIU next week. So it's exciting, and then looking forward to it.
Let's kick it off. 1A, we just talked about the other side. I'll be there tomorrow night up at West Palm Beach for Cardinal Newman and undefeated Tampa Carrollwood Day. But on the other side, it's kind of it's a rematch of last year in a game that Charles Fishbein and I were at, Chaminade Madonna against Jacksonville Trinity Christian, Verlin Dorn. I believe you were there too, weren't you? Or you've been there?
No, last year
you were somewhere else, but Verlin Dormany, we know him very well. Great coach for Trinity Christian. He does a great job up there, and especially now there's so much talent. Last year was 35-7, I believe. I think it kind of looks the same way. Chaminade's kind of on a roll, and you know as well as I do, if Chaminade gets there, they win tomorrow evening. That's their 10th consecutive trip to state. Talk about that game.
And what's amazing, Larry, just to remind the listening audience out there, if it wasn't for what happened 5 years ago, okay, against the very same team, okay,
yeah.
I mean, we would be looking at 9 consecutive state championships for Chaminade. I mean, that's it. I mean, Trinity Christian went down the field in the last 2 minutes, scored with 30 seconds to go, beat him 25-0. You know, I forget the poor young man's name. It was a defensive back for Chaminade that had a interception right in his hands, and he could not hang on to the ball, or Chaminade would have won that game. And this run would have been like nonstop. I mean, my goodness. So, and the irony is, it was against Verlin Dormany and Trinity Christian. That represents the one postseason loss for Chaminade over the last 9 seasons. So, I don't think Chaminade, you know, I think Damian just gets them ready. This is routine stuff for them. You know, Verlin Dormany is a great coach. We all know that. But I don't think it won't matter. The Lions know how to take care of their business in this game, and it's going to be business as usual. Whether they can run and clock them or not, that's still up in the air. Chaminade really hasn't been annihilating anybody. They've just been taking care of their business, and they, won by 21 over True North, and they didn't even run and clock Edison a few weeks ago. So I expect Chaminade to take care of their business and get back to the state where they know how to go, the state championship game.
No doubt. Let's move to 2A. Cardinal Gibbons, great job by Matt DeBuck this year in getting back to the state playoffs. They won 3 state titles, within a span of like 4 or 5 years, a couple years back. But they're going up to Jacksonville Bulls. This team's loaded. We saw them in the opening game against Monarch, and all they've done is just get better and better. They've scored 600 points this year. They're loaded. Cardinal Gibbons has played, challenging schedule, but this might be a little bit too much, plus having to travel the 400 miles.
Yeah. And Matt's just such a great coach. I mean, you talk about somebody who gets the most out of what he's got on the field. And, they won the last 2, close games over LaSalle and Killian and did great to get this far. But I remember the two of us talking back over the summer, Larry, and you said, and I believed it, you said it's going to be Mooney and Bowles. This has got Mooney and Bowles, Cardinal Mooney and Bowles written all over it in the state final. And I don't think Gibbons is going to get in the way of that. I think this is going to be a Bowles win. And, I think Mooney will beat Coco, but you never know with the Ryan.
Never know.
Coco,
yeah.
How they
yeah.
To win these games. But I think it's going to be tough for Gibbons going up there. That's a real, real big ask. And, I imagine the Chiefs might be competitive, might hang in there. But eventually Bowles is way too good, and probably will wear them down. So I think that of our four teams traveling this weekend, I think that's going to be the longest odds of a team to come away with a win. So
yeah.
But great job by Matt Dubach and Gibbons, though.
Yeah, let's quickly move to 3A, because to me, we watched last week, there may not be a better team right now in the country than Miami Northwestern. I mean, they just disposed of Central, and Central, come on, You know, this isn't just another team. Central's a national power, and they put 50 points on the board against them. They have Orlando Bishop Moore. Good team, but not even close to being in the class that Northwestern is.
Congratulations to the Bishop Moore Hornets. Well done. And, you know, I mean, okay, guys. Okay, I mean, you're not going to forfeit the state semifinal. I understand that. So they'll get on the bus. They'll come down. And, you know, they'll do the best they can, and the coach will try and convince them that they go put their pants on one leg at a time, just like we do. And, you know, all the classic cliches. And then it'll be 42-7, and they'll go back on the bus, and they'll go back to Orlando. So we all know, we said it all along, that last week was basically the de facto state championship last Saturday at Traz Powell Stadium. And everyone, you know, nobody has really said anything different. Everyone pretty much agrees that pretty much was the case. And I agree, Larry. And if it hadn't been for that loss to Orange Lutheran at the start of the season, a game which ironically, it turned into a win because Lutheran were not half the four for the game. I mean, Northwestern would be in the top five in the country. I mean, I was it you I turned to? I said, is there a better team in the country? Is there a better quarterback around than Neiman Lawrence? I mean, it is just, he is playing at a different level. This kid's it's hard to believe he's only a 10th grader. It's scary to think that he's going to be around for two more years. Okay. So, you know, so this is, now this will be easy pickings for the Bulls, even on a short week and even coming off an emotional win over Central. You know, I mean, the only thing in doubt, will be whether it's a running clock or not. That's it. So if Bishop Moore manages to not running clock, that's a moral victory for them, and the Bulls will go on to the state final.
Yeah, Coach Hedrick's a great guy, and I run into him a lot, and he's been at Bishop Moore for a long time. Won a state title back in the day with Ray Lewis's son, if you remember, in Orlando. But this is a big fish to fry. They just got by O'Galley last week in a really close game, and you know what Northwestern did to O'Galley last year. So obviously, you know, this was a game at the beginning of the year, people said, in the state finals and 3A, it's going to be a rematch between Reigns and Northwestern. But Reigns has a bigger fish than anybody understands in Sarasota Booker.
Yeah.
That team, Bill, I've been telling you, I've watched them.
You've been touting them. I did. For anybody listen, Larry's been talking about the Booker Tornadoes all year.
Yeah, how good they're loaded.
But now they'll have to go to Jacksonville. I'm sure they would have rather the game in Sarasota, but they got to go on the road. But so we'll see. You know, it'd be interesting to see if Northwestern plays Booker and not Reigns. How that could, you know.
Either way,
you know,
either
maybe
way,
somebody
you
could
know.
Stand up to him. So we'll see.
I'm sure it'll still be on a Saturday night and it'll still be packed. So whoever they bring down, Northwestern's going to fill Pitbull Stadium at FIU. That's a given. We don't know the dates for sure, but we know that's for sure. That's got to be the Saturday night game. I mean, it's
the dates. I believe they might have been released. I believe they're supposed to play on Friday night. I believe the 3A game is scheduled for Friday night. So.
Okay.
You knew it was going to be Friday or Saturday. You knew the state was going to pick Northwestern prime time. I'm pretty sure that I saw it somewhere where the 3A game is going to be Friday night. I believe the 7A game might be on Saturday night. So anyway.
Okay. That's fair enough. I think this next game is really intriguing because we know that American Heritage Plantation, I mean, they're defending state champions. They're loaded with talent every year. They had the toughest schedule in the state. I mean, no doubt. I mean, when you come out of the gate and play against St. Joe's of Pennsylvania, come back from 28 down and then have to play Chaminade and have to play St. Thomas and have to play Miami Central. Mike Smith has done a great job. They're 7-5. They have to travel 620 miles. They've already started their journey. They left this morning. I believe they're going to Tallahassee tonight, and then they're going to go over there tomorrow. But they play Fort Walton Beach, Chuck DeHatchie, and everybody goes, oh, who's that? Let me tell you something. Frank Beasley's done a great job. Frank Beasley is an oddity because this is somebody who was a great football coach for a long time. Then he became the director of the FHSAA for six, seven years. Then he went back to his alma mater at Choctaw, which is in the Panhandle, and took over that program 6 years ago. And he has really built the program. The Indians are 12-1. They probably assimilate a South Florida team more than anybody else in that panhandle area. They're big. They're fast. He's done a great job. Heritage has got their work cut out for him. What do you think?
Yeah, Greg, and a great win for Choctaw going to St. Augustine last Friday night and beating St. Augustine on their field. And I'm not sure, Larry, I've never been there. I'm not sure if you've ever been there. That is a really, really hard place for visiting teams to go in there and win. I mean, they just pack the place, the whole town just packs into the place, and it's just a team that fiercely defends its home field. Heritage, I mean, Mike Smith, talk about a great coaching job. I mean, and to lose your quarterback early in the season in Dia Bell, okay, and then have to go, you know, throw Leon Strotter out there. Great. It's great to have a quarterback like that. But a mid-season quarterback change like that is really, really tough on top of the other injuries that he had.
Yeah.
I mean, that was documented. I mean, the Patriots were really banged up something fierce and got healthy at the right time and had a nice, great win over McCarthy on the road last Friday night and got themselves in this spot. But boy, oh boy, they can pull this off and beat Choctaw, go all the way to Fort Walton Beach and beat Choctaw. I mean, Mike Smith, he should be the damn coach of the year, whether he wins a state championship game or not. I mean, it's a really, really big task that they have for sure.
Let me run through the rest because we got only a couple of minutes. 5A, we know what's going to happen. It's the usual St. Thomas Aquinas 45-7 over whoever it is. It's Riverdale this year, Fort Myers. Obviously, that looks like pretty much a given. Another game that's kind of unusual, Wes Broward, first time ever getting an opportunity to play for a state semifinal, going to a Gainesville Buchholz team that's loaded. It's going to be a tough assignment for Coach McCartney. If they play their best, they're going to be in the game. If they make mistakes, they're going to get beat. Great opportunity. And let me just dwell on the game you're going to be at. Vero Beach, undefeated at 13-0. Haven't been in this position in 44 years, since 81, I believe. And they're going against Palmetto 11-2. It's never been in this position, right?
No, Palmetto, well, they were in the state semis 5 years ago. And when they went to Vero and won, I was up there at that game. I covered that game 5 years ago. That was a regional final because it was a COVID year. There was an extra round, playoff.
That's right.
So Palmetto went up there for a regional final. And thanks to the great Leonard Taylor, the great defensive player, made a huge defensive play. And Palmetto managed to get out of there with a great 10-7 win 5 years ago. It's funny. I actually tracked down my Herald story today and he sort of sent it to Mike Manasco. I said, Mike, here you go. Here's my story from 5 years ago. Maybe you'll be inspired maybe tomorrow night, but it's a big hurdle. This will be a first ever state championship berth for Palmetto, right? Vero Beach. Their only one came 44 years ago in 1981 when they won the state title. And this would be a huge win for Mike Manasco. Mike's done such a great job down there with this program. And, they came so close, 5 years ago when they lost at the last minute to Osceola. But they got a tough assignment, a real tough assignment. Yep. You know, Vero is with Lenny Jankowski, they're really tough. And the whole city of Vero Beach will be there packed into the Citrus Bowl. So, but they did it 5 years ago, maybe they can do it again. So we'll see, I'll get a firsthand look at that one.
Good stuff. Billy, I can't thank you enough, brother. Keep me posted tomorrow. I know you will on that game. I'll let you know what's happening up at West Palm Beach for Cardinal Newman. Boy, I would love to see Cardinal Newman and Chaminade because it's good for South Florida. And I would love to really see Wes Broward and Wes Boca. Both of them have really tough assignments. Wes Boca's at Armwood. Armwood hasn't given up a point in a month. So should be interesting. I can't thank you enough, brother. We'll talk soon. Let me know tomorrow how everything's going.
Larry, I'll be texting like a crazy person at you. That's for sure. So,
Good stuff.
You take care.
Thanks for having me,
Larry.
All right.
Okay,
Bill Daly, Miami Herald. Does a great job. He'll be at Vero Beach in Palmetto. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. They treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we have a little doubleheader for you. We'll talk a little bit. Kevin Brockway of the Gainesville Sun talk about the new head coach at the University of Florida. And we'll also talk to Coach Jack Daniels, the head coach at Cardinal Newman in West Palm Beach. Big game tomorrow night.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to South Florida high school sports on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsports.com.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, we take you right up to hockey time, 7 o'clock this evening. Panthers in action this evening, and try to get back on that winning ways. I heard them the other day. I think they're going to put it together. They're going to be one of those teams, Trevor, that's going to kind of like hang. And then I think down the stretch when they start to get a little bit more healthier, they'll start wearing teams down. But you never know. You never know. There's some really good hockey teams, you know better than I. For you football fans up in Gainesville, obviously, this has not been a great time the last couple of years. They kind of give and take, and then all of a sudden now you got a new head football coach. And there's obviously always going to be those that are going to say, who is this guy? He comes to Tulane. And, he took over for somebody who built the Tulane program, but how could he be? Well, Kevin Brockway probably hears this more than anybody because he covers the Gators year-round, and certainly, the fans there, they want more. They will always want more, and Kevin is kind enough to join us this evening. Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time, and I know it's got to you know as well as I do. You could get freaking Newt Rockne as the head coach or Don Shula, and somebody will always have something to say. Sumrall looks like a great fit, though.
Oh yeah, I think so, and I think he's won a lot of people over with the press conference too on Monday, just with his energy and his enthusiasm. I kind of have referred to Billy Napier as kind of low watt, and I think that Sumrall, he's got some passion to him, which I think, could translate on the field. I often thought that was a little bit of an issue with Florida, particularly in the fourth quarter, maybe being a little timid in those games where, you're kind of in the win zone, and maybe Sumrall will be the kind of coach that can kind of jack these guys up. Now you got to get talent too. You got to scheme well. And it's been a busy evening because there's a report out that they're about to hire Buster Faulkner as the offensive coordinator, who's done very well at Georgia Tech. They got Brad White from Kentucky as a defensive coordinator. So even though Sumrall doesn't come into the job with Power 4 experience, he's hired two Power 4 coordinators, which I think will play well in the SEC.
Yeah. Now he's been to, obviously everyone's going to say, oh, you know, he's like Billy Napier. He hasn't coached at really a lot of places, but he really has. I mean, he was at Kentucky and obviously close to Stoops and somebody had hired him. He's an Alabama guy. You know, he's from the state of Alabama. He grew up there. So he knows Southeastern football extremely well, you know, but at the same time, he's got to come into a conference, and you know as well as I do, that's not forgiving. I mean, this is a grinder, no matter who you play, right? Vanderbilt now is a power. I mean, so who's to say? I always look at this, you know, Kevin, any team in the SEC has a tough schedule. You know how, I mean, there's nothing else you could say. I mean, because you're going to face off, you know, even the newcomers over the last, you know, decade with A&M and Texas and Oklahoma. I mean, they're still, and Missouri, they're still pretty damn good as well. So he's got to come in, he's got to establish recruiting, and that's going to be, you know, as well as I do, and you said it. I mean, it's the players. It's the Jimmys and Joes.
Yeah.
And certainly, you know, he's going to have his hands full in the state of Florida, because, you know, Miami right now riding the crest, even though, you know, Miami's not just recruiting Florida, but you're going to get FSU. You know that Brian Hartline's going to come in here and try to push the meter a little bit at USF, just like Golish did. So he comes in during a, you know, kind of a tough time as far as recruiting wars, but he's established, I'm sure, in the Southeast, a pretty good pipeline. Talk about that, because I think of all the places he's been, and plus his, you know, ties to the state of Alabama, where he really recruited extremely well while he was at Troy, or whether he was at Tulane. Talk about what you expect out of him, because he's got to be a really good recruiter. You know that.
Yeah, you know, and he flipped a guy today, Dylan Perter from Tuskegee, Alabama. As a matter of fact, it was an LSU commitment. To go along with, you know, they've retained 15 of the 18 signees. You know, they lost that running back Carson Baker right before or the day after he was. But that was really the only commitment they lost. So I think they're in good position. They're going to try to wrap up the class tomorrow. They still have three out there. I think they might get maybe one or two of them. And I think the recruiting class will still be kind of in the neighborhood of 15 or 16, which isn't bad. And, I mean, Summerall was talking about he did a lot of Zoom calls this week, obviously, which – you know, in addition to his, you know, getting Tulane ready for the AAC championship game, you've got to commend him for that, you know, finding the time to kind of balance everything this week.
Yeah, no doubt. Kevin Brockway joins us, Gainesville Sun, talks about the Gators year round. And the one thing too, you know, you come in and this fan base is crazy. I mean, listen, and rightfully so. And you and I've talked about it. I mean, whether it's Long Island University or University of Miami, that place is packed. So, I mean, that's a happening, you know, 6, 7, 8 times a year when they play home. And certainly it's, you know, Gainesville is crazy with football, you know, year round, and certainly doing what you said, I think was the big question, because everybody said, you know, signing day's coming. Gators don't have a coach yet, and then they hire one. Is he going to be able to keep this class, which is a pretty good class? I mean, you and I have talked about this over the last couple of months, that they've done real well in this class and to keep basically all of them. Talk about that, because I think that's priority number one. Once you could get those recruits in here, because I think he's going to win over the guys that are there. You're going to have a lot of kids, obviously, that are going to leave, but that's how it is. I mean, that's rosters changing this, you know, era of the portal. But he's also going to bring in a lot of people that he's familiar with, whether it be from Tulane or Kentucky or any of the places that he's – talk about that, because I think the portal, even though he's going to do real well here in recruiting and he's done well, I think the portal is going to probably be the in his favor over the next 3-4 months.
Yeah, you know, and I think retention too, when you talk about a guy like Jaden Baugh, who certainly had that monster game against Florida State, right, second highest rushing total in history, 266 yards other than Emmett Smith. That was a pretty impressive way to finish out, and you beat rival FSU again. So I think he's on the top of the list as far as retention. And don't forget, you know, they've hired the GM too, Dave Caldwell, the former Jacksonville Jaguars GM, who's going to be involved with that as well, with roster management and roster building with John Summerall. So that should make the transfer portal interesting. But I think job number one is to retain Jaden Baugh. And job number two is, if DJ Lagway does come back, to get him fixed either physically and or mentally, you know, in terms of getting him to play with some more confidence in his decision-making. But, you know, Summerall, obviously, you know, he runs a 3-4 scheme, and this is interesting, too, with retention, right? Because, you know, Billy Napier has recruited well over a couple of years. You've got a couple of Under Armour All-Americans linebackers in Miles Graham and Aaron Childs. You run a 3-4 with those guys. Jaden Robinson, the local kid from Lake City, has played really well there. And Jaden Woods, the freshman from Kansas. That's a pretty good four linebacker, you know, starting, you know, lineup next year. And if LJ McCray can get healthy too. So I think that, you know, the scheme really fits Florida's strengths on defense if they can, you know, retain all those players.
Yeah, and secondary-wise, I mean, this was a secondary, and I think I said this to you back in the fall. I said, over the next couple of years, University of Florida could have the best, if not one of the best secondaries in the country, because look at all the players that they brought in over the last couple of years, you know, from Stubbs to our guy from down here.
Ben Hanks.
Yeah, Ben Hanks Jr., you know, they had last year. Obviously, Cormani McClain had a really good year. And, I mean, this secondary is pretty good. Now, you talk about offense, and you, we were talking about retaining the quarterback. You're getting an offensive coordinator who's used to a run-pass type of, you know, offense. That may play in DJ Lagway's favor.
Exactly, and I just wrote about that too with Haynes King. When you look at his numbers, and DJ hasn't really shown that dual threat ability, partly because of the injuries and being banged up. So I think that's part of it too. You got to get him right physically too. I don't know what kind of procedures or what they can do in the off season, but that was obviously a big question last season. And he even admitted, you know, finally the last game of the season, he comes in with an ice pack on his shoulder, right, and admits that, hey, look, you know, I might not have been 100% the full season, but gave it the best I could. So I think that's a thing, you know, and I think overall durability with this roster too. Like you talked about a lot of those guys in the secondary, but a lot of nicks and bruises in that secondary. And, you know, a guy like Jordan Castell, who's, you know, going to be a senior next year, can he prove that he can tackle consistently? I think that's the big thing. Tackling in the secondary was kind of up and down. And I think that's the one thing Summerall is going to do. He's going to get him to tackle, because if you looked against the SEC heavyweights for Florida, that was really a big issue. You remember Kewon Lacy at Ole Miss. Kentucky ran all over him. Tennessee ran all over him. That's, they've got to become a more consistent tackling team going forward if they're going to have any success in the SEC and play with that edge and that physicality week in and week out.
No doubt. Well, they got their man. They got John Summerall. People are going to like him because he's a worker. You know, he's a good football guy. He's a good X's and O's guys. And he's a Southeastern guy. You know, I mean, Alabama, and he knows everything about the Southeast. So I think he's going to fit in well. Kevin, we're going to talk to you probably in about a month or so when he gets settled in. And, you know, maybe when he starts getting a couple of the new, maybe some of the portal kids in there. But I appreciate you checking in with us, and have a great holiday if we don't get a chance to talk to you.
Yes, Larry, happy holidays to everyone down there in South Florida as well.
Good stuff. Kevin Brockway from the Gainesville Sun. They have a new guy, is John Summerall. I think he's going to do a tremendous job in Gainesville. And certainly, what a segue, because our next guest is a Florida Gator guy and somebody who has followed the Gators for a long, long time. But he's got some big fish to fry tomorrow night when Cardinal Newman of West Palm Beach hosts undefeated Tampa Carrollwood Day. Jack Daniels has done a tremendous job. No matter where he's done, he develops kids, and that's the main thing. You know, he wins football games, but he develops players, and he's certainly done a tremendous job with the Crusaders. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Listen, you've been down this road before. You've built teams before. How is this year been different in the past? Do you have, because I know last year when we saw you in the in this very round, in the state semifinal round against Clearwater Central Catholic, came up a little short, but you had told me afterwards, you know, we didn't have a lot of kids that have been here before. Now you have.
Yeah, it's I mean, we just wrapped up practice and we're just talking about how disappointing it was to lose that game. And we have a bunch of guys returning from that team, and how much it hurt us. And we have this opportunity tomorrow night to get it right this time. And So it was. It's been a big difference for sure.
Yeah, but this year in itself has taken on a whole new meaning. Your schedule has just been challenging. I mean, from Roman Catholic of Philadelphia from the beginning, I mean, you play Tampa Jesuit, a team that I'm frankly, and I'm sure you are, frankly surprised that's not around right now because they got upset last week by poor Charlotte. You also had an opportunity to play West Boca Raton, a team that you beat. You played Bishop Vero. You played Gainesville Buchholz, who's in the state semifinal. You had an opportunity to go on the road last week to play an undefeated St. Petersburg Catholic team. So this team is ready. I mean, this team has met all the challenges. Even in that setback to Buchholz, which was a tough game. I mean, and that was a really good football team. I think you guys have matured and grown from setbacks like that. Talk about the makeup of this team.
I mean, you hit it there. All 10 of our teams that were on our schedule made the playoffs, and many made it to last week. So we have had a very challenging schedule, and it's really benefited us. It's made a lot of our young kids that are playing on defense grow up quickly. We kind of got embarrassed a little bit against Roman Catholic out of Philadelphia, blowing coverages, but we've worked hard and we've gotten better every weekend to play West Boca, to play Buchholz, to play Bishop Vero, to play those good teams, or you know, and play well against those teams. It gives you confidence going into these games, and you know, I think we've gotten better every week.
And not only that, you bring back a quarterback who actually is a 5-year varsity kid going back to his days at Glades Day, and Jyron Hewley, who just signed with West Virginia. Talk about having him, because he's really like having another coach on the field.
He is. He's a 2-year starter for us, but actually a 3-year starter. He played receiver and safety as a sophomore, but he played at Glades Day for 2 years before that at quarterback, and he puts the team on his shoulders. I mean, against Buchholz, we gave up a opening drive, probably about a 15 play drive. They just took it right down the field and marched down, and I didn't know what to expect. And he put the team on his shoulders along with Phoenix Dongia, our running back, and we were in it. We just couldn't stop them at the end. So against West Boca, you know, they got a score, and then he came back and hit an 80-yard run against Cover Zero, and he's so much fun to coach and watch, and we're very lucky to have him.
Yeah, no doubt. Jack Daniels joins us, head coach at Cardinal Newman High School. And you bring up Phoenix Dongia. I mean, this is a kid that's gone over 1,000 yards. He scored 24 touchdowns for you. I mean, he's added that balance. Obviously, with Jyron throwing the ball like to players like Leslie Mosley and Logan Stepp. But you also have Phoenix, who has really, you know, when you take a look at it, I mean, this is a kid that's stepped it up for you and added that balance. Talk about having him in the backfield for you.
Oh, he's been awesome. He's a transfer from Benjamin, but he was a 4-year varsity player in high school. He's 220 pounds. He runs a 4.5, and he never stops working, and he grinds, and he's tough to bring down. You know, and with the 1-2 combo of him and Jyron running the football, and I mean, it makes us dynamic back there for sure.
No doubt. Now, defensively, same thing. You have a lot of kids step up, a lot of young kids like Ty Kirkpatrick, who stepped up, Khalil Gabbard, who stepped up for you, who's a young kid, Gennaro Sumter, who's another player, Aiden Elam, which is a familiar name to everybody here in South Florida. Talk about this defense, because you have a lot of kids who are younger, but they make plays.
Yeah, we kind of are – at the beginning of the year, we're kind of like, what do we got? We don't have much back here. You know, we're playing all these young kids, but they've just matured and they've gotten better. They understand the scheme, the defensive scheme and the coverages. And they've seen so many different looks from so many different good teams this year that they've all just grown together. And I mean, we're starting 6 sophomores and 1 freshman on defense, and they've just gelled, and they work together, and they understand the scheme now. You know, at the beginning of the year, we struggled, but they understand the coverages and what we're asking them to do.
Yeah. What do we know a little bit about now? I know Carrollwood, they've had a really good year. They beat Central Catholic, which is obviously really good. What do they? I know they got size. I saw that they have a couple of kids who committed the other day that were pretty good. What do we know about them, you know, coming into tomorrow night's game?
The first thing you notice about them is their size on the offensive and defensive lines. Two really good defensive tackles. A really big offensive line that's physical. Two good running backs. That one's a 6'4", 235 kid, and the other one's a scat back. So they mix it up with some outside zone and some power read and some inside zone. So, but the first thing you notice is their size, and they have a dual threat quarterback that can pull it on the zone read. So it's going to be a challenge. I mean, they're kind of similar to us offensively. They want to run the ball first, and you know, they'll throw it if the opportunity presents itself.
No doubt. Well, let's get the fans there tomorrow night. If you're listening, get out to Cardinal Newman tomorrow evening, because I think that's going to be one of the best games in this state semifinal round. Two really well-coached teams, two very talented teams. Coach, I can't thank you enough for taking some time. I know it's a busy time for you. We'll see you tomorrow night. Best of luck. And, again, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
You got it. Thank you for what you do, Larry. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Jack Daniels, head coach at Cardinal Newman. We're going to see them tomorrow night. We're going to be up there to watch them. Hopefully that they're going to bring home, like I said, if they could bring home a W and Chaminade brings home a W, we have an all South Florida 1A state championship, listen, it's great for us. It would be great. And I think that, you know, I was at the Newman game last year in the state semifinal round against Central Catholic of Clearwater, and it was a tough game. They didn't probably do a few things they would like to do on offense, but as you heard, they've got the power, they've got the talent, and they've played the schedule. I can't, you know, when Bill Daly was with us, I can't press upon you how much and how important it is to play tough teams throughout the year. Get you ready. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. We'll take this final timeout. We'll come back and close things up for a Thursday.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for more of the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 1043 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute.
Back to wrap things up with you on a Thursday evening. Glad you could be with us for the hour. I told you it was going to be informative. We had only three guests, but very informative. Bill Daly joined us from the Miami Herald. We talked about all the games that are taking place tomorrow. Kevin Brockway kind of filled us in on the new head coach, John Summerall, at the University of Florida, and Jack Daniels, who we'll get a chance to see tomorrow evening as Cardinal Newman plays for a chance to get to a spot in a 1A final next week. That'll be neat. Most likely they'll be playing against Chaminade Madonna, Jacksonville Trinity, really good team. I don't know. Chaminade just has that mojo this time of year. They're set with the, trying to get there for a 10th straight year. 10th straight year. You talk about people, oh, I wish I can get the state one year. What about 10? that's crazy. And then St. Thomas Aquinas will be at home tomorrow as well, as they'll play Fort Myers Riverdale. That'll be a 7 o'clock start over at St. Thomas. They're looking for a seventh consecutive state championship. How about that? That's pretty crazy. That's going to do it. Don't forget, hockey's coming your way next. Get those Panthers back on the track. Let them towards another Stanley Cup appearance. As usual, I can't say enough about Trevor Harris doing what you do. Thanks so much, brother. We will see you next Monday, 6 to 8. You've got to listen. It's going to be a must-listen show. Take care.
This is the story of the one. As an HVAC technician, he and his digital multimeter are in high demand. So when a noisy office HVAC turns out to be a failing blower motor, he doesn't break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product information, he selects the product he needs to keep everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every success you've had began with a great opportunity. Now there's another one. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we provide no-cost digital resources in place of textbooks and most courses. And that's not all. You'll receive your accredited online education at an affordable tuition.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.